Jennifer Turkowitz's attention first thing this morning. You a big Ronnie fan?
I am. What a great
Oh, wait, you're on the wrong. I got you on the wrong one. Now I got you on the right one.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Perfect.
You're a big Ronnie fan, huh?
I am. What a great way to start a Monday. Thank you, Jeff.
So why Ronnie Millsap?
Smoky Mountain Rain.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
love,
one.
Yeah. Tennessee is my second favorite.
He had so many big hits.
I know, and just a kind soul. Just what a great guy.
Yeah, so there's Ronnie for you.
Thank you.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Mike Belisle's here, too. He owns Coaster Cycle Works on downtown on Main Street. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, Radio Land.
Yes. Jennifer Turkowitz, Main Street Executive Director. Why'd you bring Mike in here for a chat here today, Jen?
Well, first of all, Mike is an amazing business owner. He does a lot for our community, and just want to give him a shout-out for everything he does for our citizens here. I mean, we've got some great trails, and we've got winter sports as well, and he's got you covered year-round. You want to get outside, Mike is the guy that you chat with. Not only that, he gives a lot of his time to Main Street. He is our car show committee member, does an amazing job with that, and he's also on our board of directors now.
We're going to get to the car show here in a little bit. Mike Belisle from Coaster Cycle Works, now one of the directors on the board of directors. Why'd you take that step up, Mike?
Well, you know, any time that I can give back to my community. I mean, honestly, I'm from Tomahawk, so that was kind of the whole reason why I started my business here, to try to give something positive to the community. And I'm just all about, you know, organizations that are doing stuff positive for my community, and I wanted to step up and do more good things.
As a businessman on Tomahawk's Main Street, what does this Main Street organization mean for your business?
Well, I mean, it's directly supporting my business every day. You know, Main Street is trying to bring people to Tomahawk, bring people to Main Street, and we have a thriving downtown, and the foot traffic is amazing. I used to be on the way end of Main Street, which, you know, I don't want to call it a dead zone, but you didn't get the walk-by traffic.
Got it, yep.
And it's been night and day since I made the move into the old Silver Threads building.
Well, good, good. And as far as what you have in there, what you got in the store?
Well, we this time of year, we transition from skis, snowshoes, fat tire bikes. We go into regular bikes, electric bikes, which are the hot ticket these days. We offer kayaks, paddle boards, and canoes.
Okay. You had my Trek in there a few years back. I can't believe that thing is like 25 years old, 26 years old. I know I got it right around the turn of the century, and boy, does that make me feel old saying that. Back in the turn of the century, I got my bike.
Yep.
But I tell you what, you buy something good the first time, and yep. It's still, except for a couple of dust and some greasy spots on there, when I made the move here to Tomahawk, it didn't make the move in the back of my SUV too well, and so some of the cabling and stuff got a little messed up, but yep. I love my Trek for 20-some years, and I look at it, Mike, it still looks brand new. So I know you're going to say Trek is a good bike.
They are a great bike.
And, made in Wisconsin.
Yes. They used to be made in Wisconsin primarily, but now it's like they make bikes in Wisconsin for athletes. So we're talking $10,000-$20,000, you know, Tour de France bikes that are probably made in Wisconsin yet.
Got it. Okay.
The lower end ones are not actually made in Wisconsin, but they are a true Wisconsin brand, headquartered.
Yeah, but I've always liked that bike.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You got to get it. You're going to get it back here real soon. It needs to be worked on a little bit, because now I got grandkids. And we're going to go camping with the grandkids. They're not going to ride that bike yet, but I'm going to bring the bike along. But we're transitioning to e-bikes. Now, tell me a little bit, how popular are e-bikes these days?
You know, everyone who walks into my store, we're talking e-bikes.
Everybody now.
They are my best seller now. Yeah. You know, to talk about a regular bike is becoming more rare in my shop.
Okay.
And you know, like we talked about, Jeff, earlier, though, the aging demographic, that's definitely the people who are buying them. You know, they're going further down the trail. If people don't have time for the fitness, or, you know, don't have the fitness, I mean, some people get on an e-bike and they go to Minocqua and back, and most people aren't going to do that on a regular bike.
And you still pedal those bikes. It's just the electric motor makes it easier.
It
multiplies your pedals.
It assists you, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So you're still getting that good exercise, but you can go farther and you don't feel wiped out as bad at the end of your bike ride.
Yep.
Are there certain brands that you carry?
Yeah, we're a Reed dealer,
and
our Reed supplier is right out of Milwaukee, so our service is next to none. And you being in the radio business and you know, being a speaker file, you might have heard of Blaupunkt.
I've heard of Blaupunkt.
And
audio equipment.
Exactly. So now they're making e-bikes.
Oh, really?
And they're super cool. You know, they're a German brand. So, you know, back in the day, if you bought a Porsche and you wanted to upgrade your radio in your Porsche, you got a Blaupunkt. You got a Blaupunkt speaker system.
Sure.
So they're super high-end, and now they're making e-bikes, and they're a really nice, lightweight, foldable style. Put them in the RV, throw them in your car. They'll fit into anything. And, yeah, just really high-end parts on them. They're only $1,599.
$1,500 for a Blaupunkt bike.
Yep. And they come with a free Bluetooth speaker.
I've seen a lot
of their speaker roots.
That's awesome.
I've seen a lot of brands that I've never heard of before that are in the $1,200, $1,300 range. So why wouldn't you take the next step up to a brand like that?
You get what you pay for, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you got to watch out for the knockoff batteries. I mean, all the batteries we're using are Samsung and LG. Good quality batteries that are going to last. I've been selling e-bikes since 2019. I have yet to replace a battery for
really?
A customer.
Okay, so Jennifer, are we monopolizing the time here?
No,
we doing
please.
Okay here?
Okay. You're doing fine. Please, I'm learning a lot this morning, so please.
Yeah, so am I. Why did you choose these two brands to offer, Mike?
You know, just quality, and you know, with Reed being right in Milwaukee, it was an easy choice. We get the best.
More of an entry level, so to speak, or no?
Well, no, I mean, we normally stock, you know, they have two different motors, right? So they stock a rear hub motor, which is, you know, keeps the price down. You can get the center drive motors. The center drives, they argue, are quieter,
yeah,
and they're less jerky at the start. But boy, if you want to put that extra $700 in your pocket, get a rear hub motor. That's all we've stocked because we're in a small town, and price point is everything,
yeah,
and we have no problem with the rear hub motors.
Good. And as far as maintaining these e-bikes nowadays, what's the trick there? Anything different than the way we maintain our other bikes?
You know, the biggest thing is the battery maintenance, you know, not partial charging, doing a full charge, and then when it comes to winter storage, if the bike's sitting in the cold garage, that battery has to come in the warm house with
okay.
you. Charge it full, and then bring it in the house, put it on the shelf, leave it till spring.
Yeah, just like we do with our boats or lawnmowers
exactly.
or anything else. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. What other questions haven't I asked you about bikes? This has been fascinating, Jennifer. We're going to learn more about Main Street, but just the bike world. You've seen a lot of changes in the bike world about the last 10,
yeah.
15 years, I'll
you
bet.
You better believe it. Yep.
Yeah.
They reinvent the wheel every day, I feel. So
if you're looking for information on an e-bike, you want to get on and start riding, what about rental bikes?
We do rentals.
Okay.
And we've been taking a lot of reservations for this month. Obviously, it's been cold, as we know, so we haven't had a lot of rentals or test rides getting, you know, people in to buy a bike. But service work is through the roof right now. We're full service. We're weeks out for service. So
when I was up in Vilas County, those trails that are up there right now that are getting worldwide attention, they were just being built. And I thought, boy, this is going to be fantastic for this area. And, boy, the way that has grown. What about down here in our area? Do you see any of the same kind of do we have the same potential here that they have up that they've realized up in Vilas County? Or are we have too many lakes, too many? Do you see the same kind of potential around here?
Well, I hope so. You know, up north, they have a huge donor, right?
Yeah.
To not name names or companies, but they have a huge donor up there, and that's really what built the trail up there, to be honest with you.
Okay.
There is talk about Merrill DeWassa Trail being put in, so there is talk about expanding
okay.
trail system.
So those of us here in Lincoln and Oneida counties, this is something we can get on now, and hopefully when we're very comfortable on our new e-bikes, there'll be a lot of trails to be riding.
Exactly.
As far as right now, where are people riding bikes? If they're coming to you to rent a bike, where are they going with it?
You know, they can get right on the trail over at Sarah Park, but I always tell people to start at Memorial Park now. That little paved section they put below Dairy Queen there,
sure.
that takes you along the river behind the library, that's really fun. I love the wooden boardwalks that they put in. It's kind of like a roller coaster. You hear that, da, 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 you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I love that section. You know, it takes you through the tunnel under North 4th Street to start, and then go along the river, and then you'll hook up with the gravel once you go over the old railroad bridge across the river.
So from your store, can we get out to the Bearskin out that way?
Yeah, so you take the Hiawatha,
okay.
and then once you cross Highway 8, then it becomes the Bearskin.
Okay,
yep.
got it. So rent a bike right in downtown?
Yeah, you can ride right from the store.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we were going to get that in-depth with your store here this morning, but I'm glad we did. And as long as Jennifer's got a smile on her face, I'll say that we're doing okay. We're promoting downtown Tomahawk is
exactly.
what we're doing.
Exactly.
And so, Mike, as far as – so get on the list as far as rental, if you want to get a rental.
Yeah.
You got friends coming, family
yeah.
coming?
Call and make a reservation. We do deliveries and pickups, too, with the paddle sports or e-bikes. You
okay.
know, if you want to bring them to your cabin or your house, I'll do that.
Gosh, we didn't talk about paddle sports. What you doing for the paddle sport folks?
Well, the kayaks, paddleboards, and canoes.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, we'll put you on the river if you want. We'll do it. We'll, you know.
Rentals, sales, and service?
Yes, sir.
All the above.
We're doing it all.
Does it all.
We rent everything we sell. So.
Coasters Cycle Works, a great store run by some very nice people. Mike, you've been a big help to me over the years since you've been downtown. Really appreciate you very much.
Appreciate your business, Jeff.
Jen, as far as Coasters Cycle Works, vibrant, just one of the vibrant businesses in downtown Tomahawk that Main Street talks about and provides for in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, so we were excited when Mike joined. As he said, he started out in a smaller shop, so when he was able to expand, that was really big for us. To have that opportunity for our visitors to, as he said, I mean, it's service, it's rental, it's, you know, once you've rented it, and you're like, I love this, I want to do this, he's right there to answer your questions and get you the right piece of equipment that you need, and he's year-round. So, you know, we want to stay active nowadays, and Mike's there, so it's great to have him in our downtown.
I wonder how many people walk into a store and say, you know what, we rented these kind of bikes, and now we want to buy some from you. You probably hear that a lot.
We do, and we give you up to 2 days of your rental dollars back. And then our whole rental fleet we sell off after Labor Day. So if you want to get on that list,
we'll be talking.
It's a great
more.
Way to save.
Exactly.
We'll be talking more another day. Let's get on to Main Street Memories Car Show because Mike's on that board here for Main Street. 32nd annual Main Street Memories Car Show is coming up Memorial Day weekend. Man, we're knocking on the door already, aren't we?
We are. We are. We just wrapped our wine walk up on Friday, and we're jumping right into four wheels now. We're going from the two to the four wheels, talking bikes to cars now. We are a four-wheel show. But, yeah, we are always the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. So mark that down on your calendar. We do have pre-registration underway. It's $15, and that early bird pricing does end this Friday, May 15th. So we do have the paperwork on our website and on our Facebook page for the links. We are going through GiveButter, so you can pre-register right online, or you can stop in, pay cash, or check.
True or false, we've been averaging around 300 cars a year for this thing for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been blessed with really good weather the last couple of years. Knock on wood, I probably shouldn't have said anything, but we have... slowly but surely been growing and growing and growing, and yeah, it's not uncommon now the last couple of years to see 300 cars. Yeah. I said bikes.
it was a record last year. Mm-hmm. Yep, we set a record.
And how many was it last year?
326.
326. What's the max? When we say we've got, are we at the max?
That's probably the max.
Yeah, okay.
That was tight.
Yeah, we usually say 300. We did 326. We ended up double... or like too wide, going too wide down the middle of Main Street. It was a little tight, so that was a little much. But
so there's no shortage of sights to see. People aren't going to be able to walk through this thing in an hour. You're going to need to make a day of it here.
Absolutely, absolutely make a day of it. And we've got food and craft vendors downtown, you know, so we've got all of Main Street is shut down, and our side blocks are shut down as well with food and craft vendors and children's area and everything. So it's an all-day event, and it's very family friendly.
Now there are food vendors coming to town usually with some of our events, but we also want to recognize the fact that downtown Tomahawk has a lot of great places you can go in and eat any time, not just at these events but all the time, and especially during these events.
Exactly. They make sure that they're open. Our registration starts at 7. They are there. They make sure that they are open. So if you need a coffee or you need some eggs, whatever you need, our businesses are open downtown.
What kind of crafters are you expecting to come to the show this year?
We've got a little bit of a variety. We have everything from homemade birdhouses to some homemade jewelry. We've got some snacks and sourdough folks coming in. So there is a little bit of everything.
Oh, that reminds me. I owe $10 for a loaf of sourdough here very soon. Better take care of that real soon. What about the kids? Now, sometimes the kids are going to be all over oohing and on at these cars, but sometimes there are other things that kids would rather be doing than looking at old cars. What other stuff? Because we want the whole family to come. So how are we going to keep those young kids entertained?
We have on our west end, which is kind of down by Auntie M's and TTT, that area, we have a bounce house and an obstacle course for them to burn off some energy at. We've got a balloon twisting. We've got the goldfish game. We have a petting zoo. So that kind of west end is kind of dedicated to a children's area to give them, you know, some things to do if they get a little bored and don't want to look at the cars anymore. There's an area to keep them entertained so that those enjoying the show have more time.
As far as it takes more than just you two to pull this thing off, Mike, as the guy on the board of directors on the committee here, who else are some of the folks that you get to, or she's the, okay, who else is on Mike's list of helpers for the car show?
Yeah, so our car show committee is made up of myself, Don Jenlin from Honeycomb Loft, Mike from Coasters, and then Steve Algram from Sideways. That's the four official committee members. We've got obviously a host of other folks, you know. We have to give a shout out to Scuff Tyler for years. 1990s, he was our perfect Parker. And so Scuff has stepped back as our Parker. So Tim Calhoun has stepped in as our lead Parker. It takes, I mean, we average about 40 volunteers that day.
Oh, wow.
Between with having to get all the cars parked, registration, you know, getting folks in their spots, working with the vendors and everything. And then, of course, it is trophies. It's very trophy-driven, which we're going to have Mike talk about real quick. But it is trophy-driven, and we've got ballot counts. You know, I mean, you've got hundreds of cars, and everybody gets a ballot that's participating. So,
because this is all a competition, too.
It technically is a competition. Yeah. So.
And some people take it very seriously.
I bet. How many different classes you got this year, Mike?
Right now we got 29 classes.
Wow.
That's where we stayed last year, and we're keeping it as such. It's really a good fit for us. We added that Mopar class last year, which, you know, we had good attendance. I would say we probably had at least 8 cars last year going the Mopar class. And the Mopar class is 64 to 72. So,
okay.
You know, when muscle cars really shined, Dodge, Plymouth, Chrysler. And, you know, Mopar is more of a nickname of, you know,
Dodge.
Of Dodge.
Chrysler, yeah.
And it really comes from the words motor parts. So you take Mo out of motor and you take Par out of parts. And that's how they got Mopar. And what it really is, it's a division of OEM service parts for Dodge, Jeep, you know,
right.
Chrysler, whatever. So
Solantis,
that's where Mopar
now,
came from. Just a little trivia for everyone today.
So continue on. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, 29 classes. Obviously, if you've pre-registered, you probably got your car where you want it to be in the class. But we get a lot of people show up the day of to register, and there is some confusion, especially with our street rods, street machines, and street customs. That's
okay.
A lot of terminology that maybe a lot of people aren't familiar with. So I'll just run that down really quick for anyone who wants to register the day of, and they might know where to put their car if they fit these ones. So a street rod, we're doing 49 and earlier. So basically, it's a street rod with maybe a later powertrain. So, you know, if it was a 49 and earlier, maybe they put that 50s, 60s powertrain in,
okay.
Kind of a period correct hot rod of the 50s, 60s, disc brakes, some comforts, maybe they added air conditioning, you know, and maybe they lowered the car for a, you know, more of a lowered attitude. Street machines, 1950 and present, we're talking about big blowers coming out of the hood, crazy flame paint jobs. That's going to be a street machine. And then street customs are truly like a one-off. Like maybe you've heard of art cars where you make your car look like a fish driving down the road. You chop the roof, you know, bunch of metal fabrication, custom with a K, you know. So that's kind of the three that we wanted to touch on because everything else is pretty straightforward. You know, we have the stock classes. We have special classes just for Corvettes, Mustangs, Camaros, and then, you know, we wanted to add the Mopar because we saw a lot of great Mopars down there. So.
Call the Main Street office to get all the details.
Yep, you can check out our Facebook page, Tomahawk Main Street Memories Car Show, and our website is tomahawkmainstreet.org.
Since we've been attracting a maxed out crowd, folks that want to be a part of this, they better start getting their ducks in a row.
Absolutely, they sure can. Like I said, we do have pre-registration open. You can register the day of. But even if, too, we have a lot of great, great sponsors, and even if you want to get involved and be a sponsor or volunteer, you know, reach out to our office because we've got amazing sponsors.
We really do. And, you know, I work closely with two of the local parts shops in town here, O'Reilly's and Napa. I just want to give you guys a shout out because you guys are so generous with your donations. Because, you know, the pre-registers, you know, they get a bag of swag, all fun stuff in there, and obviously the commemorative dash plaque that everyone wants to collect your year of your car show every year. And then the first 50 the first 50 pre-registrants, they get a bunch of extras. And that's really where Napa and O'Reilly come in with those donations. So shout out to those guys. And then Jen has a great list of other sponsors we want to recognize.
Do. For sure.
We got to go quick here. Who are some other folks we got to mention
here quick? Bumper to Bumper we want to throw a shout out to because they always let us use their space for the trophies, help us with the trophy presentation.
Can't see in the store because it's so full of trophies in the window.
We give over 60 trophies away. You know, it's two per class, plus we have four special specialty ones. But yeah, we've got, you know, real quick, Walker's, Honeycomb Loft, L&S Truck Parts, Tomahawk Touch of Gold, John J. Shuny Construction, Daigle Brothers, Krieger Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services, Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Park City Credit Union, PCA Tomahawk Mill, Chase's C-Stores, The Auto House, and Heritage Chevrolet have already all stepped up and are amazing sponsors. And so if anybody's interested, again, reach out to the office. Also, Mike talked about those dash plaques and our trophies, Simply Stitched and Northwoods Engraving help us every year with those. And then shout out to OK Printing as well, helps us with those window cards, that nice commemorative sheet that they get that goes in their windows. So we've got a lot of great folks that are helping us. Again, over 40 volunteers. It's a big deal, and we really appreciate everyone's support.
Two other names we don't want to leave out.
No, we don't. We have two folks that we want to talk about real quick. 32nd Annual Main Street Memories Car Show. We were blessed to be able to take this over as Main Street, and we have to send a shout-out to Swede Jorgensen. He is one of the original members of the Northwoods Cruisers Car Club, and that group started this car show and turned it over to Main Street. He passed away. He and his wife both passed away this year, so we're dedicating this year's show to him and his memory. But we also want to mention Hobo. He is our DJ that we've had the last several years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Hobo passed away this year as well.
Did he really?
He did.
Oh.
So we've lost two good guys this year. Jen's getting emotional already. It's going to be rough, but that's okay. Two amazing guys. And so, dedicating that show to Sweden. Thank you to Hobo for all the great memories.
You said the wine walk was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Bloom's always fantastic.
Yes.
Thanks to Cerny and everybody that makes that happen. The Waterers, too. Thank goodness we have great folks taking care of those flowers. And the Ghost Walk is coming up June 9th at Bootleggers. Real quick, what's that about?
It is. Yeah, so we had our first Ghost Walk downtown. This time we're dedicating it to one spot. So we're going to do some ghost hunting and some history on bootlegging in our area. That's going to be on June 9th at Bootleggers. Tickets are $40. That includes your first drink, shot of moonshine, and food, as well as then 4 hours of ghost hunting, a picture with Vicky's Photoshop. And just many people have stories. We'd love to have you come and join us, and we're going to be doing some ghost hunting and seeing if the stories are real.
We're lucky here in Tomahawk. We got a vibrant downtown. Main Street is second to none as far as small towns go. We've got almost every single business full, and it's no wonder it's so busy in downtown Tomahawk, because it's a great place to be.
It is, and we also, real quick, I forgot to have this on the list real quick. Jeff's going to throw it out there. So we're putting our benches out at 4:30 tonight if anybody wants to join us, but those flowers will be coming in after the car show. You mentioned the blooms, but then we also have the North for the 4th t-shirts that are going to be coming out here shortly, too. So keep watching our Facebook page for that, because a great fundraiser for us as well. We've got those coming out as well. So a lot happening on Main Street. Follow us on Facebook. You know, give us a call if you want to hear more or learn more about us. We're always looking for volunteers or folks who just want to know more about Main Street and help us spread the word about our amazing community.
Thanks for both of you for being here this morning. Mike, you and I will talk on another day about other bike stuff, but Jen always likes to see you here too, and so both of you, thank you very much for being here, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
That's our Main Street talk here on this Monday.